Hello, I am Reverend Dr. Calvin R. Kendrick. I serve as the senior pastor of Victory Baptist Church. And I am delighted that you have decided to listen to this approximately 15-minute edited CD that's taken from Jude verses 24 and 25. I pray that this message will bring you strength for today and a bright hope for tomorrow. Victory Baptist Church is located on Union Avenue. We are at 1001 Union Avenue. That is between 163rd and 165th Street on the east side of the Bronx. We are one block west of Prospect Avenue and six blocks east of 3rd Avenue. We're one block north of Jane Addams High School. And I hope that you will be able to come and visit us. My phone number, if you need to get in touch with me, is 646-423-6678. Praise is what we do right here at Victory Baptist Church. May God bless you.
As we have already noted, Jude is writing to these Christian believers who needed encouragement to hold on to the faith that makes the difference. The only faith that should be sought after is a divine faith that empowers us and pleases God, which stands and acts upon the belief that God is, and that faith is the faith, that this faith is the faith that moves God to reward those who diligently seek Him. This faith not only holds out against false teachers and false doctrines, but this faith is the faith that overcomes the world. Remember, this faith is the only faith that can truly please God. This benediction is a benediction of faith, because one must believe that God is. Oh, not to believe that God is following along the road of false teachers. But if you believe that God is, you ought to continue to travel that road and see what the end will be. You ought to travel that road and proclaim that God is our victory in every situation. God is, and that He's able to do everything that Jude says our God can do. This faith that I'm talking about pleases God so much that it causes God to move mountains and fill valleys. This faith that I'm talking about pleases God so much that it causes God to make your valleys come up high and your mountains to be brought low. This faith that I'm talking about pleases God so much that it causes God to make your rough roads smooth and your crooked roads straight. This faith that I'm talking about causes God to look beyond your faults and see your needs. I'm a witness to this. Oh, this faith that I'm talking about causes God to bless us to remember that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. This faith that I'm talking about causes God to bless us to remember that our God is undefeated. And our God is able to turn your situation around. That our God is able to make a way out of no way. That our God is still the wheel in the mirror of the wheel. That our God is still a deliverer. That our God is still a healer. This faith that I'm talking about causes God to bless us to remember that God is an awesome God, and that God is an undefeated God, and that God is a God who is more than a conqueror and has made us more than conquerors. I'm talking about a God who never will lose a case, never has lost a case. I'm talking about a God that wakes you up in the morning, no matter whether the alarm clock goes off or whether the alarm clock doesn't go off. I'm talking about a God that's not dependent on this world, but a God who is independent. I'm talking about a God who has given us power and understanding. I'm talking about a God who was able to keep us when we couldn't keep ourselves in our right minds. We will never be able to keep ourselves in the right mind. I'm talking about a God who knows all about you and still gives us grace. I'm talking about a God who knows all about our thoughts and still have mercy upon us. I'm talking about a God who causes us to believe even when all the odds are against us. I'm talking about a God who, when your house is not in order, he can get your house in order. I'm talking about a God who can save from the utmost. I'm talking about a God who's able to do all things but fail. I'm talking about a God that even when somebody backslides, if you just call on the name of Jesus, they're able to come back. I'm talking about a God that when you put God off the back burner and put him on the front line, he's able to guide you. He's able to do all things. For you will start saying, the Lord is my shepherd, because he is. I'm talking about a God who's able to overcome because he's the overcomer of the overcomers. He's the head of the heroes. He's the highway to holiness. He's the day star. I'm talking about a God who is able to get you out of the hole and the mess that you're in and bring you and make you free. I'm talking about a God that will make you testify that he is Lord. Jude speaks of God in this benediction in a special way. Therefore, I say to you that our God is not only a powerful God, he's not only a protective God, he's not only a personal God, he's not only a presenting God, but our God in this fifth point, our God is a praiseworthy God. Someone said that God inhabits the praises of his people. God dwells where he is praised. If you praise him, he'll dwell there. If you praise him in your home, he'll dwell there. If you praise him on your job, he'll dwell there. If you praise him in your church, he'll dwell there. If you praise him on a bus, he'll dwell there. If you praise him on a train, he'll dwell there. If you praise him in your car, he'll dwell there. If you praise him anywhere you are, he is able to dwell there. He inhabits the praises of his people. He'll dwell there. He's a praiseworthy God. This 25th verse says to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. In verse 24, Jude points out what God is able to do. But in verse 25, Jude directs our attention to who God is, from what he can do to who he is. Our biggest blessing in our Christian walk is knowing God for who he is, and then add to what he can do. Who he is will determine what he can do. Too many people are concerned with what he can do, especially for them, instead of getting to know who he is. If you get to know who he is, then you'll get to know what he can do. That's why a lot of people go to a whole lot of unnecessary things, because they don't know who he is. Therefore, they don't really know what he can do. But if you know who he is, then you know what he can do. When we truly get to know who God is, then we will be even more blessed to know that he is able to do. Love him for who he is first, then love him for what he can do. First, we love him for who he is. And as we get to know who he is, we get to know him for what he can do. That means that if God wasn't doing anything for us today, you have to love him anyway because of who he is. If you love him because of who he is, he will not stand off forever. That's why he could not give up on Israel, because Israel knew who he was. When you know who God is, even though doors may be shut, you will find that he's able to do to the door that no one else could do. He's able to open up that shut door because you know who he is. Amen. And when you have people that are always looking at what God can do and don't know what he is, then they really don't know what he can do. Because the word of God tells us what he can do. That's why the relationship between God and his people is based upon the foundation of who he is. Amen. Revelation 3 and verse 14 says, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. So be it." He is recognized as the Amen. Amen. This is true. It is, as some scholars would say, it is the seal of approval. Amen. In my studies, I have found it means it is the guarantee. It is the ultimate promise that comes from a righteous and holy God. Amen. Amen is the praiseworthy framework of an all-sufficient God, which is the absolute factor of why he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised because of who he is. This is why, in his coolness, if you will, he is a powerful God. He is a protective God. He is a personal God. He is a presenting God. Because even from the beginning, our God was a praiseworthy God. That's why John starts his account with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," to signify the Amen of God in Jesus. Jesus is our Amen, which means Jesus is our manifested guarantee that God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Jesus came in the flesh because he is the Amen of God. He is the icon of God, which means he is the image of God. We have a direct encounter with God through his Amen. Jude says, "To the only wise God." God is praiseworthy due to the fact that he is the only wise God. There is no other God like him. And there is no other God beside him. He is God all by himself. He alone is worthy. He is the only wise God. Only means remaining alone without others. When all other gods will fall apart, our God stands. Our God lives. Our God does all things but fail. When all other gods cannot answer, our God answers. We look back into the Old Testament when Elijah said to the people of Balaam, "Let your God answer." And their God couldn't answer. He said, "Is your God on a journey? Is your God someplace where he needs to be? Oh, but my God will answer." And he put not only the wood there, but he put water on the wood. And what he did was he called on God, and God answered by fire. Oh yeah, God is able to answer all other gods that you make, or that others make as gods, that we have made as gods, will one day crumble and crush, rust and rot. But our God is the true and living God. Our God is the God who answers prayers. Our God is the God who lives when everything else is dead. Our God tells men to lay down and die, and then tell men and women to get up and live. Our God is the true and living God. Our God is a God who's able to do all things. Our God tells us that if we believe, he's able to do. Our God can go into lion dens and shut the lion's mouths. Our God could go into fiery furnaces and make the fire turn into an air conditioner. Our God can do all things but fail. Our God. Yes, he is.